From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia invites UN members to revive trust and solidarity. Indonesia invites Costa Rica to accede to the Treaty of Amity Cooperation in Southeast Asia with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi has called on all countries in the world to revive global trust and solidarity at the 78th session of the UN General Assembly in New York, the US, on Saturday. The call was taken from the core message of the Asian African Conference held in Bandung, West Java in 1955, according to a statement from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Through the 10th Bandung Principles, Indonesia called for all countries to respect human rights, the UN Charter, sovereignty and territorial integrity, equality and resolving conflicts peacefully, as well as encouraging the promotion of cooperation and mutual interest. To this end, she outlined three strategies to rebuild global trust and reignite global solidarity. First, Indonesia urges collective global leadership. Second, Indonesia encourages development for all. Third, Indonesia encourages efforts to bolster regional cooperation. According to Retno Marsudi, ASEAN is an example of regional cooperation that is effective and contributes to peace and global prosperity. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi on Friday invited Costa Rica to accede to the Treaty of Amity and Cooperation in Southeast Asia, or TAC, with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN. Minister Marsudi extended the invitation to Costa Rican Foreign Minister Arnoldo Andre Tinoco during a bilateral meeting held on the sidelines of the 78th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York. According to a written statement received from the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry on Saturday, she delivered the invitation in response to the Central American country's strong interest in enhancing engagement with ASEAN. The minister said she believes that Costa Rica's accession to TAC would pave the way for close relations between the country and the bloc, which is currently chaired by Indonesia. Established in 1976, the TAC is a pact that promotes the adoption of the principle of non-aggression by the member countries of ASEAN as well as partner countries of the Southeast Asian bloc. Acting Governor of Jakarta Heru Budi Hartono called on every component of society to be ready to face the challenges in realizing Golden Indonesia 2045. At the opening of the 2023 Successors Children Festival on Saturday, Hartono reminded of the need to boost the potential of children as the nation's successors. He explained that Indonesia aspires to become a high-income and advanced nation by 2045 so as to be able to escape the middle-income trap. Meanwhile, the Indonesian Institute of Islamic Da'wah, LDII, that held the festival has a role in contributing to the quality of civilization. Hartono praised the organization as a religious organization that contributes to building a quality, competent, and professional young generation that will benefit the nation. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Philippines on Sunday accused China's Coast Guard of installing a floating barrier in a disputed area of the South China Sea, saying it prevented Filipinos from entering and fishing in the area. Manila's Coast Guard and Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources strongly condemned China's installation of the barrier in part of the Scarborough Shoal. Commodore J. Tariela, a Coast Guard spokesperson, posted the barrier on the X social media platform, formerly Twitter. The Philippine Coast Guard, he said, will continue to work closely with all concerned government agencies to address these challenges, uphold their maritime rights, and protect their maritime domains. Meanwhile, the Chinese embassy in Manila did not immediately reply to requests for comment. The Biden administration of U.S. is in talks with Vietnam over an agreement for the largest arms transfer in history between the ex-Cold War adversaries. Sources who declined to be named said a package which could come together within next year could consummate the newly upgraded partnership between Washington and Hanoi with the sale of a fleet of American F-16 fighter jets as the Southeast Asian nation faces tensions with Beijing in the disputed South China Sea. The deal is still in its early stages with the exact terms yet to be worked out and may not come together. But it was a key topic of Vietnamese-U.S. official talks in Hanoi, New York, and Washington over the past months. Washington is considering structuring special financing terms for the pricey equipment that could help cash-strapped Hanoi steer away from its traditional reliance on lower-cost Russian-made arms, according to a source. Spokesperson for the White House and Vietnamese Foreign Ministry did not respond to requests for comment. The 120,000 ethnic Armenian Nagorno-Karabakh will leave for Armenia as they do not want to live as part of Azerbaijan and fear ethnic cleansing. The leadership of the breakaway region told Reuters on Sunday, the Armenian of Karabakh, a territory internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan but beyond Baku's control since the breakup of the Soviet Union, were forced to declare a ceasefire on September the 20th after a lightning 24-hour military operation by the much larger Azerbaijani military. Azerbaijan says it will guarantee their rights and integrate the region, but the leadership of the Armenian in Karabakh told Reuters that they would leave. Azerbaijan has repeatedly denied any intention to harm them, while the process of giving up the weapons of the ethnic Armenian fighters is underway. Last item. China's President Xi Jinping opened the COVID-delayed 19th Asian Games in the eastern city of Hangzhou during a spectacular and at times raucous ceremony on Saturday, which organizers hope will lift the mood in a nation struggling with an economic slump. The Games, delayed by a year due to China's measures to combat the COVID-19 pandemic, will be the country's biggest sporting event in over a decade in several metrics, with around 1,200 athletes from 45 nations competing in 40 sports. Organizers have not disclosed spending on the Games, though the Hangzhou government has said it spent more than 200 billion yuan or $30 billion in the 5 years through 2020 on transport infrastructure, stadiums, accommodation, and other facilities. The official slogan of the event, Heart to Heart at Future, represents the goal of uniting the people and countries of Asia through these games, officials have said. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Spotlight of the week is on Indonesian Foreign Minister conveys ASEAN's commitment to achieving sustainable development goals. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, while attending the Sustainable Development Goals Summit at the United Nations headquarters in New York Tuesday, said the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, is committed to eliminating development gaps and strengthening the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals locally by empowering youth, women, and elderly, micro, small, and medium enterprises, and migrant workers. As cited from the official statement of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta, Minister Retno Marsudi also said that ASEAN is committed to becoming a resilient community. This to be done by increasing investment in sustainable energy security, health infrastructure, digital transformation, strong supply chains, and sustainable energy security. She added that ASEAN will continue to strengthen multilateralism and uphold the UN Charter so that the direction, the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals or SDGs can be kept on the right track. On the occasion, Indonesian Foreign Minister also encouraged developed countries to stop trade discrimination as well as to provide equal opportunities for developing countries to enjoy growth and to make leap development possible. Regarding Indonesia's SDGs achievement, based on report by the Indonesian National Development Planning Agency Bappenas, 63% of the total 216 indicators of the SDGs program action plan for the 2021-2024 period have been achieved. However, this figure does not encourage progress in achieving SDGs at the regional level yet, considering that development gap is still quite high. Sustainable Development Goals are an official UN meeting held every 4 years at the level of heads of states to review progress and challenges in implementing the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. That was Spotlight of the Week.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today in history with September the 24th, 1960. Indonesian National Farmers' Day established. National Farmers' Day is celebrated every September the 24th by farmers throughout Indonesia. September 24th was designated as a reminder that on that date in 1960, the then President of the Republic of Indonesia, Sukarno, enacted Law No. 5 of 1960 concerning basic agrarian principles. Turning to September the 24th, 1973, the independence of Guinea-Bissau. Guinea-Bissau is a country in West Africa which was once part of the Kabu Kingdom, the Mali Empire. Parts of this kingdom survived until the 18th century, while the rest became Portugal's colony, known as Portuguese Guinea, in the 19th century. After independence declared on September the 24th, 1973, and recognized in 1974, the name of the capital, Bissau, was added to the country's name to avoid confusion with another country, Guinea. I'll end today in history with September the 24th, 2013, earthquake in Pakistan. On September the 24th, 2013, a 7.7 magnitude earthquake occurred with an epicenter 66 kilometers north-northeast in Balochistan province, southwest Pakistan. At least 825 people were killed and hundreds more injured. On September the 24th, another earthquake measuring 6.8 struck Pakistan at a depth of 14.8 kilometers, killing at least 22 people. That was today in history.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Mr. Ashik Ekbal Tokon in Bangladesh. In his email, he said he's particularly interested in RRI's new branding. He thinks the new logo and tagline are very effective and accurately reflect RRI's commitment to transformation and innovation. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for your attention and appreciation on RRI. Please keep listening to our broadcast and send your reception report. As appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song special for you. Here is the song.
Keep it low.
Hush, hush, no way.
You're still tuning into the English program from Voice of Indonesia on the frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz, also through website voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia-Malaysia's cooperation in the field of sports. The Indonesian Olympic Committee recently launched the National Olympic Academy, or NOA, program. The formation of the program aims to prepare athletes and officials educationally, not just about the sport itself, but also the spirit of the Olympics. As an effort to accelerate and create sport people with an Olympic spirit, the National Olympic Academy Indonesia collaborates with the National Olympic Academy Malaysia in the field of sports education as a form of effort to strengthen Indonesia-Malaysia cooperation in the field of sports. This is because this program is part of the International Olympic Committee initiative entitled the International Olympic Academy, and several countries, including Malaysia, already have this initiative. Director of the National Olympic Academy Malaysia, Nicholas Chen, last Monday in Jakarta said that in Malaysia, it was founded in 1994. Malaysia wants to help fellow members in ASEAN and build better friendship between countries through the National Olympic Academy. Apart from that, he wants to maintain the value of friendship and mutual respect between the two countries. Meanwhile, Indonesian Olympic Committee General Chair Raja Sabta Oktohari added that there are two challenges in the field of developing Indonesian's sport achievements. The first is English, which is a must to learn considering that international sports modules use this language. Meanwhile, the second challenge is to provide understanding to parents so that they want to encourage their children who have potential in sports to spread their wings as professional athletes. For this reason, according to Raja Sabta Oktohari, the National Olympic Academy program is also expected to be able to encourage the potential of young athletes to succeed on the world sports stage. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now I would like to reply to an email from Paul Jamé in France. He was listening to our broadcast in French through frequency 3325 kHz with the SINPO 45544. Hello, sir. Thank you for your reception report. I forwarded your email to the French section. Please be patient with the reply. Coming up next, we have a special song for you to enjoy, so check this one out.
Pakai hati. Aku terlalu pakai hati. Aku terlalu anggap kau lebih. Tantin jauh dalam luka hati. Apa aku boleh marah? Apa ini sengaja? Tak bicara lupa muka. Kau hilang tanpa bahasa. Sempat kau kirim rasa bahagia. Macam love delivery yang berjasa. Namun apa akhirnya? Hilang tanpa bahasa. Aku hilang dulu, fuck with me. Tak perlu datang, sila kau pergi. Bitch, I'm not care about you anymore. Kau tak perlu tahu lagi tentangku. Aku terlalu pakai hati. Aku terlalu anggap kau lebih. Tantin jauh dalam luka hati. Apa aku boleh marah? Apa ini sengaja? Tapi cara depan muka. Kau hilang tanpa bahasa. Sampai kau kirim rasa bahagia. Macam love delivery yang berjasa. Namun apa akhirnya?
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia on the frequencies 3325 and 4750 kHz, website voanews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app that you can download on your smartphone by typing RRI Playgo. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
One of the popular processed meats in Indonesia is satay. From street vendors to restaurants in five-star hotels, satay is easy to find. The meat, which is the main ingredient in satay, is generally cut into cubes, then skewered on a stick and grilled over hot charcoals. A city in Indonesia, Surabaya, has a very popular satay called satay klopo. The name satay klopo is taken from Javanese, which means coconut satay. Sate klopo Surabaya is beef and fat wrapped in processed coconut and spices and then grilled. To make klopo satay, you need the ingredients in the form of beef and fat seasoned with salt and pepper. Meanwhile, the grated coconut seasoning contains shallots, garlic, turmeric, coriander, and sugar. After being grilled, the satay will produce a distinctive aroma from grated coconut, and this is what added the delicious taste to the klopo satay. It tends to be sweet and savory and has a rough texture because the meat is covered in grated coconut. If you have the opportunity to visit Surabaya in East Java Province, Indonesia, make sure klopo satay is on your list of must-try foods. It is not difficult to find this dish in Surabaya because many restaurants and food stalls serve this klopo satay menu. Now, culinary lovers can enjoy not only beef klopo satay, but also chicken, shrimp, even beef marrow and intestines variations if you like. All of which are wrapped in grated coconut mixture plus serundeng, which is fried savory grated coconut. Klopo sate or sate klopo is traditionally served with lontong or cooked rice cake on banana leaves instead a regular plate. The sate is sprinkled with chopped shallots, accompanied by peanut sauce, sweet soy sauce, chili, and serundeng. That was Indonesian Wonder today. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I announce that Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is still running until September 25th, 2023. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is in the form of an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, namely Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay with a length of 700 to 800 words, font Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice. Send the essay and the audio to the Google form provided on the website voinews.id. Let's participate in the VOI International Quiz 2023. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
Yeah.
You just listened to the third song presented by Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is featuring UNESCO designates the Yogyakarta Philosophy Axis as a World Cultural Heritage. The United Nations Agency for Education, Science and Culture, UNESCO, designated the Yogyakarta Philosophy Axis as one of Indonesia's World Heritage at the 45th session of the World Heritage Committee in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X said this success is the result of the cooperation of all parties and is a tribute to the masterpiece of Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono I as the initiator of the philosophy axis. The philosophy axis is a cultural heritage full of high philosophy, so it must be preserved, he said. In contrast to the country's World Heritage nominations, the process of determining the philosophy axis as a World Cultural Heritage is relatively fast. Yogyakarta Vice Governor Paku Alam said, the Yogyakarta Philosophical Axis with the name the Cosmological Axis of Yogyakarta and its historic landmarks now not only belongs to Yogyakarta or Indonesia, but also belongs to the world. Paku Alam emphasized that this determination is an extraordinary world appreciation for the existence of Yogyakarta's noble cultural values, as special values identity of Yogyakarta. The Yogyakarta Philosophical Axis, which is on the UNESCO World Heritage List with the full title The Cosmological Axis of Yogyakarta and its History Landmarks, is recognized as a World Heritage because it is considered to have universal significance. The concept of special planning, which became known as the Yogyakarta Philosophy Axis, was first coined by the first king of the Ngayogyakarta Hadiningrat Sultanate in the 18th century. This special concept is based on Japanese conception and takes the form of a straight road structure that stretches between Panggung Krapia in the south, Kraton Yogyakarta, and Tugu Yogyakarta in the north. The structure of this road, along with several areas around it, which are full of philosophical symbolism, are the embodiment of the Japanese philosophy of existence, humans, which includes the human life cycle, or Sangkan Paraning Dumadi, harmonious life between humans and between humans and nature, Hamemayu Hayuning Bawono, and the relationship between humans and the creator and between leaders and their people, or Manunggaling Kawula Gusti, as well as the microcosmic worlds. That was Miscellany today.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Semesta di bawah. bersama masa depan bahagia dan cinta. Kita adalah dua hati yang terluka yang mencoba berdiri tertati bersama saling bergandengan tangan sekedar untuk menguatkan. Namun seiring waktu kembali seperti semula, sama-sama semakin terluka, sama-sama patah, serasa terbenam, tak berharga dan tersingkirkan. Dan pada akhirnya kita adalah dua cerita berbeda, tujuan kita tak lagi sama. Kita berbeda arah, kembali menjadi dua orang asing seperti sedia kala. Satu atau dua membawa bahagia, lalu kita tinggal cerita.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back this year. Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email
voiquiz2023 at gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a song from Awan Sena. Andi Gunawan, or known as Awan Sena, is an Indonesian singer born in Garut, West Java on October 20, 1998. His name changed to Awan Sena after he joined Alpha Records Company. He started his music career seriously after participating in the talent search X Factor and Indonesian Idol Season 12 in 2023. On September 22, 2023, he released his first single entitled Lebih Baik Sendiri, or in English means Better Alone. This song, written by Evan LJ, tells the story of a person who is always hurt by his partner, so that he feels it's better to be alone than to be in a useless relationship. Well, listener, here is Awan Sena with the song Lebih Baik Sendiri. Enjoy!
Cinta berdua, ucap janji setia. Apa daya pun tak bisa, tak ingin lagi berdusta. Kau sakiti aku untuk kesekian kalinya, namun sulitku pergi. Karena takut sendiri, lewati hari-hariku tanpa kau ada di sisi. Tapi jika begini, tak mampu ku berdiri. Mungkin memang takdir kita tak lagi sama. Tak perlu di sini bila sudah tak cinta. Jujur saja, percuma kita jalani kisah sia-sia. Berjuang namun terluka, jangan begini. Mengertilah kasih, lebih baik sendiri. Ku coba tetap berdiri, meski perih ku jalani. Lupakan semua mimpi yang terjalin selama ini. Tuhan bantu untuk sembuhkan hati. Cinta, jujur saja, percuma kita.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you so much for still enjoying the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Unfortunately, I'm Rahma, have to sign out from the show. If you have any feedback, do send it to our email voi@voinews.id or send a direct message or mention us on social media on Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia or Instagram @voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now. Thank you.